30-second timeout. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Now and then we get things sent to our office that make us realize that for all of the whacked out folks there are out there in high school sports, that there are some who truly have things in perspective. Earlier this fall, we received one such writing from Kevin Wolma, the athletic director at Hudsonville High School, describing his feelings at the end of a game from his coaching days at Caledonia, simply because he took the opportunity to step back from his feelings for his school and his team. A 30-second timeout, so to speak. Here's some excerpts from what he had to say. We were 5 seconds away from one of the greatest upsets in the history of Caledonia basketball. South Christian had one last chance with 7 seconds left on the clock. After a timeout, the inbounded the ball from the sideline and their player forced up a shot. I could see it was going to be short from my viewpoint and my heart began to race with adrenaline as I could sense the impossible was going to become possible. What happened next has stuck with me the rest of my life as one of the South Christian players pushed one of our players in the back, grabbed the rebound, put the ball in the basket with 1 second left. Game over. South Christian wins the district championship. For the next 8 years as a varsity basketball coach, I held a grudge against officials for that one call. 12 years later, after I was done coaching, I went back and watched that game over again for the first time. I almost turned the video off when they inbounded the ball in those last 7 seconds because I did not want to relive that moment and the ensuing emotions that took place. While watching, I discovered something. The South Christian player did not shove my player as much as I thought, and our players did not box out as I had thought, which made it easier for them to rebound and score. Looking back, did I even tell my players to box out during that last timeout before the ball was inbounded? At that moment, it became very clear to me that what we see during a game may be clouded because we want our team to gain every advantage and every call in order for them to be successful. Perception is not reality. Officials are human. They will make mistakes just as the coaches and the players do during the game. There still has never been a game that has been decided by an official. Having the opportunity as an AD to spend time with officials inside the locker room has made it very evident that they are serious about their jobs and calling the best game they can. I have had requests from officials to have a monitor available to break down film an hour and a half before the contest begins to see strengths and weaknesses in their placement and mechanics from prior contests. I have had officials upset at halftime or after a game because they realize that they made a mistake. I have had officials contact me personally after a game to apologize for a call during the contest. In the business world and also in education, we use the word collaboration a lot. Officials collaborate before, during, and after every contest to garner more knowledge so they can continue to improve. And this is not even their full-time job. Officials do what they do because they love the game and they want to give back to the sport that has made an impact on them. The next time we are at a game and we think the officials have missed a call, let's take a 30-second timeout to gather our emotions so that we do not say anything we will regret later. Instead, let's spend our energy cheering our teams on to be the best that they can be. Right on, Kevin. You can read this piece in its entirety on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.